Hey there, and welcome to King Crush Thursday. This is the place where we're redefining the stories we hear about Black men, one amazing guest at a time. In each episode, we ask the same six questions, but trust me, no two answers are ever alike. Each conversation opens up a whole new world of experiences and insights. So grab your headphones and get ready to join us on this exciting journey. Let's dive right in with your host, Val Gay. Hi, and welcome to another edition of King Crush Thursdays, the series where we highlight and uplift Black men, because frankly, not too many people are doing it. My name is Val Gay, and I'm super excited to bring to you this brother today. This brother is a Grammy-nominated songwriter, producer, musician. He's a dad of three beautiful children, and he's here with us today. So please welcome Mr. Donald Robinson. Hi, Don. How are you?
How are you? It's a pleasure to be here. Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for being here. I'm so happy that you are here and that you are part of this narrative changing program. I hope that this will actually help to change the narrative of Black men. Because the goal is to create a repository of six questions on our way to 100 Black men answering those six questions. And the hope is one day, perhaps there's a young king who may or may not have positive Black male role models in his life, that he can come to this repository and find himself and find guidance there. And then for the rest of us who are neither male or even Black, that we too can look at this repository and see this myriad of answers from amazing men that for the most part, most people don't realize even exist. They don't know you exist, and I want to make sure that everyone knows that folks like you exist. And so with that, I'm super happy that we are going to chat today, and I'm going to get started with the first question, which is, what does manhood mean to you?
Wow. It's such a broad question, but there's a couple of things that come to mind when I think of manhood. And the first one is taking ownership of your life. A man, really, we got to get to the point where we take ownership of our lives, not making excuses, really making things happen, and being able to fall, but be able to get back up again is a big part of it. Two other things that come to mind is having godly wisdom, you know, not being so intelligent and so smart that you can't listen to God's wisdom, and I think that's important. And I think the last one is probably, I'll say being able to pick yourself back up again, but never giving up. Never giving up is a big one. As I look at the things that I've tried to accomplish in life and the ups and downs that I had, the trials and errors, it's been one, never giving up, but taking ownership, because I think a lot of us, especially men of color, we sometimes get to the point where, you know, it just seems too hard and, you know, we want to give up and we want to stop and we feel that we don't have the support that we need. So I think a lot of it is really taking ownership, not taking no for an answer, and really taking ownership of your life is a big one. And that's why I love your platform, because I think when I first came on here and saw this, it really inspired me to even do more, be more encouraging and supportive of Black men, because I think we really need it. So I just want to thank you for having this platform.
Oh, awesome. Thank you so much. That's wonderful. Thank you. I really appreciate that. So Don, who and or what is important to you?
So when I think of what's important to me, first of all, the Creator, God, is important to me. Being a Christian, I give him all the honor and the glory, and always think about when I go through those hard times, the scriptures that really ring true to me, and knowing that I've been crowned with glory and honor is a big one. Knowing that I can do all things through Christ is a big one for me. So that's who I go to all the time when I'm trying to figure it out and I don't know which way to go, and knowing that he would direct my path, God is a big supporter. He's the one who I go to keep going and where I get my strength from.
That's great. That's beautiful. Thank you. Thank you. So, Don, how do you want us to see you?
Well, I am thankful for the gifts that God has given me. I'm thankful that I'm a songwriter and producer. And if I could tell you a quick story that happened years ago. When I was younger, I knew music was something that I loved. I knew that I just had fun playing with the guys and going out on weekends, and it was a fun thing. But later on in life, as you grow older as men, we go through our challenges. And I am a cancer survivor. I had what we call lymphoma, and I had some brothers, Gerald Beasley being one of them, put a concert together for me. And what ended up happening is after that concert and everybody prayed for me, I went back to the doctor, and they were going to operate. They found a lump in my jaw area, and when I went back, they didn't find anything. They couldn't find anything. They looked at one side and said, "Wait a minute, that looked just like the other side. Listen, we're not going to do anything. We don't know what you've been doing, but we're just going to let you come back every 6 months and get a checkup and let you know." That was in 2013, and I go every year and still been clear of it. So I'm thankful for that. But my major point is that after that, God spoke to me in a different way about music. He said that, "I know it's been fun. I know you enjoy it, but music is much more than that. It's it can heal. It can lift people up. It can relax people. I gave you this gift to share with the world." So when I looked at it in that way, my whole purpose changed of what I do. It was more of, as I was playing in front of an audience, I could see the things that God was talking about. I could see people just relax and really loving the music. And people would come up after the show and say, "Wow, I really needed that song today. I was tired and you played the perfect song. I feel rejuvenated." So I put that in front of me all the time and know that what I do is purpose driven. That's the word. It's basically God has given me a purpose to use my music to be a blessing to others. So I want people to see that Donald is a person that when he performs, and he's just a server, he loves giving back. That's how I would like people to see me in that light.
Wow. What an amazing story. Wow. Thank you so much for sharing that. Oh my goodness. I'm so grateful that you shared that. And I hope that it does also provide hope for someone else who's out there that may be struggling with health problems or any other problem. And I certainly, as a person of faith, believe in the power of prayer. And I just always love when I hear reports like that. So thank you for sharing that. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And so I will ask you, what is your epic dream?
Wow, that's a big one. I have so many dreams. But for me right now, and it kind of ties back into the purpose that I believe God has put me here for, is to be able to leave a legacy to my children and family that I was here to create, to spread love, to spread joy, to be a light. So a part of that, when I look at my dream, I love making records. I would love to be able to do more writing and producing. And I had the privilege to have, you know, some awards for the things that I've done in the past. But I think just to constantly evolve and constantly be able to share with the world the songs that God has given me, songs that would bless them, songs that would make them happy, songs of integrity. That's my dream, is just to kind of continue to do what I do. Maybe on a larger platform. Right now, I'm working with a lot of independent artists because as of COVID, a lot of things changed and I started working from an online standpoint. And I met a lot of independent artists who were frustrated and not being able to get their songs out the way they wanted to, and working with someone who was on a more of a professional level. So my goal is to just be able to spread my music, to spread words that bring life and wisdom to people.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful. So you've been answering this next question implicitly all along, but because it is number five, I'm going to ask you explicitly, Mr. Donald Robinson, who are you?
Who am I? I am first, yes, a man of God. I am a lover of music. I am a person who loves giving back, and I love working with the underdogs and help lifting them up and just being a server, being a person who is passionate about what I do and sharing music that really lifts up people. So if I look at that in a nutshell, basically a person who serves to help people become better and more successful.
That's awesome. Wow. So here we are already at question six, which is there anything that I should have asked you that I didn't, or you wanted me to ask you that I didn't? In other words, what did I miss?
Well, the first question that you asked me was, what is manhood to me? So I think it's important also to talk about what manhood is not, especially to a lot of young kings out there who may get it twisted and think that manhood is something that it shouldn't be. So I would say to that, what manhood is not is how smart you are, how many degrees you have, going to the gym and working out, and how buff you are. Those things that a lot of young men may get twisted and think because, they have these things, how many cars they have, all those material things is not really important. So I think young men have to get it that they also, it's not just what you have, but it's also what you don't have, and understanding the difference between the two. So making sure you don't fall into the wrong group of men who can steer you in the wrong direction. When I think of a lot of young guys, and I think of Philly, and we look at the crime rate, I think a lot of it is because they're going in the wrong direction and talking to the wrong people. So I think it's important that they have a mentor, they have somebody who can hold them accountable, and I love mentoring young men, so I think that's important to be able to give back to young men. I hope that answers your question.
Yes, it does. Absolutely. Absolutely. Thank you so much for that. And I just really thank you for your presence in the world, the message that you have, the message that you give to people, that and the message that's been given to you that you share with people using your gifts, like you so aptly said, and it's in your bio, which is really beautiful. And I am really grateful that you are able to make a living and a life on your talent as a creative, as an artist. Is just really beautiful. And so I honor you, my king, and I pray that God will continue to grow and deepen you, and that all of your dreams, epic and otherwise, come true, and that you will continue to be who you are in the world and will grow deeper. And I'm so grateful that you remain cancer-free, and just thank God for that. So thank you so much for being here.
And if I could just again, Val Gay, I just thank you so much for this platform. I'm going to do as much as I can to get it out to as many people as I can, because I think there's so many men that need this platform, and just having a woman like you, a queen like you, to support us in this way is an awesome. And I'm going to keep you in prayer, and thank you so
Well,
much.
thank you. Thank you so much, my brother. I really appreciate that. Thank you. And thank you for joining us. I hope that you were as inspired as I was with this interview. And just, yeah, thank you for joining. And stay tuned for next week for yet another amazing king. If there is someone in your life that you want to see highlighted in this forum, please click the link above or below and nominate them, and I'll take it from there. We are on our way to 100 positive, successful Black men. Now, I should be clear when I say success. Success is not what someone does for a living. I frankly don't care what someone does for a living, as long as it's positive. You know what I'm saying? It's not illegal. But what I really do care for is the fact that this man or these men are making a positive impact in the lives of the people around them, be it the nuclear family, the larger community, and everything in between. That's what we need to redefine also as success. I don't need to preach, but we also know that for over 400 years, as a group, our people have not necessarily been able to live up fully to their potential. So judging somebody by what they do for a living is underjudging. It's not an accurate account of what they can do. And so with that, my preaching is done, but I hope that I look forward to seeing you again next week. And I hope that you continue to spread love and have a great day. Thanks so much. And Donald, thank you so much. That was really, really wonderful. Thank you.
Pleasure. Thank you also.
King Crush Thursday is produced by Val Gay for Ithan & Lloyd LLC. Copyright 2024. Check out the video of this interview on youtube.com/Val Gay. And while you're there, like, comment, subscribe, and share.
Also grab your King Crush Thursday limited edition merch at kingcrushthursday.com. Bye!